0TR and 4ZLK. TR and 4ZLK. ZLK mobile.
For a few minutes, KO4HKX.
Charity conversation. Hey, Patrick.
Feel bad for you.
Silence. I told Tom I'd call him back, and then after I picked up another trailer, and then I had to go by the shop to get a light bulb replaced and forgot about it.
You'll be on his bad side now.
Probably he and Bernice are discussing the fact that I didn't keep my word right now.
Stuffing his face with some kind of goodies he's made.
Might. Now he was running an errand, dropping a package off to be shipped back to Amazon, I think, and a couple other things, so they're probably out of the vehicle. But anyway, how are you today, Patrick? How's the knee doing?
It's a little sore today. I have good days and bad days still, but still better than it was before the surgery, so no complaint. I got a tattoo this afternoon, a surprise party. He's turning 50 here. I don't know. He's getting old.
Hey, when somebody turns 50, it's just all downhill, and I might as well just give up at that point.
I've heard that, and kind of feeling some of it at this point.
Surgeries. You quit your job, and all that kind of stuff. Some people retire, others don't, but, you know. It's just, turning 50 is rough.
If only we had known when we were teenagers trying not to rush to get here, right? Somebody would have told us that.
They probably did. We just weren't listening. And also, there's really nothing we could do about it.
But you doing okay out there today? Traffic not giving you too much trouble?
Bad today. So far, so good. I can tell school traffic is out where it normally or has been. I know it's been out all summer, but today just seems lighter than normal. But did you see that anything about that accident down there on 95? I don't know exactly when, but maybe yesterday. They had it shut down southbound for 11 hours.
About the tractor and trailer wreck down there, I think I read something about it.
Exactly what happened. There were multiple vehicles, multiple tractor trailers, maybe it was two tractor trailers and then other vehicles. I think 18 total. Two separate wrecks, but the one was caused by the other, I think. And they were pretty close together.
So how it goes, one happens and then you get that chain reaction and everybody having to get on the binder so quick. There's bound to be other little bumps and things in there. You just hope they're not too severe.
Tango Romeo.
We tried to scare you out of the shadows a minute ago by talking about you. Hello, Tom.
You know, if you guys are talking about me, I know it's good. Let me turn this radio down. I'm behind a truck with a bunch of 1x12s on it. And leaving Lowe's. This is the first time I ever went into Lowe's and walked out with a board and got it for free.
What is that?
Bullet. I know that's what you're thinking. No, back at the back of it, they have cutoffs that drop off. And I went back there and there was a forklift there. I had to dodge him. Usually they won't even let you get close. But I've been around them all my life. And I asked permission to go look in the junk pile, and he said yes, but they usually charge you for them. So I asked him, and it was a 1x4, and it was just what I needed for the chicken house door. And he's, no, it's free. Just tell him to call Tim. So I did, and they didn't even bother with it. But that's pretty cheap, ain't it, Shane? This is in 0TR.
Much cheaper than that, other than them paying you to take it out. That's pretty good. I stopped at a lumber yard, not Lowe's, but a smaller one, building supply place. Got a piece of hardy board, and my truck bed is only 6.5 feet and it was 12 feet. And she said, there's a scrap pile of lumber there. I just to brace it up underneath. So I got a free piece of wood there as well. But I could see why it was scrap, because it looked like the lumber you buy from Lowe's. It was all twisty. Go ahead, Patrick.
You have some twisty lumber down there sometimes, that's for sure. KO4HK.
Yeah, I agree. Boy, and even if you pick out of the stack, it's still really hard to get a good board. Now, this one was treated wood on top of that, and it's only about 4 foot, I guess, but all I needed was 35 inches, and if I ciphered it right, I can at least get 35 out of it, huh, Shane?
Just make sure you measure twice. Don't measure once and cut twice.
That's what I was going to say, Shane.
I hadn't heard you. How you doing, buddy? We went out a little bit this morning and took the remnants of the wire wheel that we had out there. It's a big one, like for service entrance cable and that. And it was termited to death. And we got that picked up. I did a few other things out in the yard when it was about 8 o'clock. But, oh boy, as it returned, it is going to be, they said, it feels like of 108 by, oh, I think 3 more days. It's just 82 out here now. There's, you know, partly cloudy skies. But hardly any rain in sight whatsoever for days.
I'm doing good. Just been trying to get ready for the Waynesville Ham Fest or West Carr's Ham Fest this weekend. So I've been trying to go through stuff and organize things and get ready for that. Looking forward to going up there this weekend. Try to get rid of a few things.
My last one for a bit. I'm about to pull in, but good to talk to both of you. Tom, you mentioned that wire wheel. We were talking about that the other day, and I didn't get a chance to tell you. Back in the 70s, my dad got one of those big ones like that, and he cut the bottom, kind of cut the out, or cut it down a little bit, and made it like a pedestal table. And that's what we used for our dining room table. He sanded it down and put some varnish on it and made a nice little dining room table. We could all, there were 7 of us, and we could all fit around it. But anyway, you guys have a good day, and hello to Bernice if she's listening. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Bernice's homeland when she was on the farm. Shane, God bless you. We all know what poor is at one time or another in our lives, and I don't think it done us any harm. But, that's what Bernice wants out there when we, about once every week or so, we clean out the chickens' little automatic cups that are on the side of the 5-gallon buckets. And she uses that as a table. So we painted it, and they give it to me down at Lowe's, but I got lucky because they don't have them very often. And then this morning she put linoleum on it. We had some of those squares left that had the self-adhesive. It looked pretty darn nice. And so we went out and started to move the other one. It just fell apart. I'm telling you, the termites and it at all. Go ahead, Patrick. This is N0TR.
Hey,
careful out there if you're still listening, and maybe I'll catch you later. And Tom, yeah, you let that wood sit on the ground like that, and the termites and the bugs will just get it, and it'll be gone before you know it.
It's lasted for years, but I spray bifenthrin around it. That's the best bug killer and termite killer there is out there. And they call it Talstar, and it's excellent. I know my neighbor's dogs were covered in, not ticks, but what they scratch all the time. And anyway, fleas. And I told him, I said, Tim, just spray the yard with that. I said, keep them off of it for a couple hours, and they're good to go. And he didn't have any problem in his whole yard from then on. And he had about 3 or 4 dogs out there at one time. He doesn't anymore, though.
I have to spray mine to get bad up here in the shade. Stays damp a little bit, so I have to take care of it about once a year. I'm generally putting out lime and then let that all get going, and then I'll spray it and keep the animals off of it, which I don't have a dog anymore, so I don't have to worry about that.
I kind of wanted a dog when we first moved down here, but we used to travel a little bit back then, not much, but some, and it just ties you down because they are a big responsibility. And I know our daughter's got 2 dogs, and she even helps babysit another dog now and then. But her neighbor across the street has 2 huge German Shepherds, and they get along just fine with her dogs. So they trade off. If one of them's out of town, they... the other one takes care of the doggies, and that's really nice. But when she used to have to board them things when she'd go out of town, I'd go down and pick them up before they'd fly back into the airport, and it'd be $300 or $400, Patrick. And that's out of my pay grade.
Part of that, KO4HK. Boarding a dog can get expensive, that's for sure. But, I mean, what do you do? If you're going to travel, you either take them with you, find somebody to take care of them, or you board them, or you don't go. I mean, you don't have a whole lot of options.
There's a little miniature weenie dog, and that dog, I mean, to tell you, if he was stapled to him, couldn't be any closer. And I just love it. His name's Milo, and they lost Ghost. That was their other one. And his wife couldn't sleep, and she was crying all night. And so he went up and paid $1,000 for another weenie dog. Wonderful animal. I love dogs. And there was I can't even say it on here, a dang cat. He's been up there twice by my chickens at night. And last night I got up and went in the restroom, and I seen one of the motion lights come on, and sure enough, there he was. But I haven't tried to trap him or anything, but he's liable to find a new residence if he keeps going out there by my chickens.
After that. Well, Tom, I'm going to have to hop off here and get back to what I was doing so I can try to get finished up. But good to hear you, and I hope you and Miss Bernice are having a good day. And staying cool down there.
And now and then, Patrick, I notice my heart's getting a little bit worse, and I'll be glad to get this surgery over with. Still haven't pinned it down to a specific day exactly, but for tomorrow, for an angiogram in the morning, you get a CT scan, and then that's here at Greer, and then I got to go for an echo clear down to Greenville. Now, they could have done that here. I don't know why in the world I have to go to Greenville to do that. That's a long drive for me. And I don't like traffic, but and Bernice is going someplace with Amy. Amy goes shopping at one of these bargain things once in a while, and so she's going with her, and that's good. I'm glad she is. No need of her going down there waiting around. By the way, Greer's building a new hospital addition, and it's going to add 500 jobs to the area. It's a biggie. I forget how many million dollars. So that's only 8 miles from us. I love it, you know, being able to get good health care close. And they're really great people down there. You take care, Patrick. Last night, Gary called Annette, and I had turned the volume down to say something to Bernice, and I forgot to turn it up. But I made it. Take care. KO4HKX, N0TR, 73, Patrick.
Tom, KO4HKX, clear.
It's pulling in, N0TR, clear.